Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 95 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about the weirdest.
What are the weirdest sports from around the world?
No idea.
Caper tossing is kind of weird.
I guess it is, but I like caper tossing, so...
Well, you're weird anyway. I think you like the men who participate.
Yeah, mainly.
Yeah. Curling's weird.
Curling, that is a good one.
Yeah, I just thought of that one. Highlight's kind of weird.
Yeah. I think isn't that what Tron was based on?
Yeah. There's some strange sports around there, but I mean, people probably think football's weird from other countries.
Football with two O's or football with a U on the lot? Heard a buffalo just went through.
Yes, no kidding. Football with two O's.
With two O's, okay.
Yeah. If you think about it, I mean, like, the scoring doesn't make sense. You get 6 points for a touchdown, a point for, Then if you kick a field goal, you get 3 points for that. If you get tackled in the end zone, then it's a safety, you know.
I never thought the pointing was weird because I don't understand it anyway.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, you get a point for this, you get a point for that. That's how most sports are, but football does have weird scoring.
Well, I did do a Google on this one.
Okay.
And two came up. The first is wife carrying.
That's probably something done in the Midwest, isn't it? Where did it overseas?
I didn't pay attention to where it was. But it's basically men racing while carrying their wives.
Why would you do that?
I don't think I would have any trouble carrying my wife.
You don't have one.
So that sport excludes us right from the start.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other one is coconut soccer.
That would hurt, I would think. Your foot?
It's even worse than you think.
Why?
They soak the coconuts in kerosene for a week and then light them on fire and play soccer with it with their bare feet.
That's just stupid.
Stupid, yes. It's stupider than wife carrying.
That is... Wow. Okay. I can't imagine. I have an idea. Just listen to me. Hear me out. That's crazy. Why would you... First off, kicking...
Some drunk people must have been in this.
Had to, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's completely off the wall. Yeah, that's pretty bizarre. But I mean, if that's a culture you grew up with, I mean, it probably seems normal.
Yeah, it's like the Aztecs or the Mayans, I don't know which, would play a game kind of like soccer.
But with heads?
But yeah, they would use the beheaded skulls of their enemies as the ball.
That's disgusting. That's gross.
But I guess if that's your culture, you think that's normal.
Yeah.
The gladiatorial games were gross.
I mean, it's people killing each other. But yeah, that's, I don't know, I guess, like I said, if you grew up doing it, I guess it wouldn't be that weird, you know, so you take it, maybe a step back and be like, well, maybe you shouldn't be beheading people and kicking their head around. So, I just can't imagine getting your foot caught in their mouth while you're kicking them. No, I'm good.
What is the worst job people have actually done?
You probably have a good answer to this. I I can't imagine cleaning like porta pots.
That was my answer. Honey dipper.
Is that what they call them, honey dippers? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also pump the sewage out of septic tanks.
Just the fact that you're doing it, but letting it sitting there for that long, and just, oh no, my stomach's just turning to think about that.
A job that has to be done, and I bet they get paid really well for that.
You'd have to pay me. Can you imagine what they smell like when they get home from work? There are not enough showers in the world. Yeah, they're. Oh. Talk about seeing literally the worst side of the human.
So if we have any listeners who are honey dippers, we get in touch with us. We'd like to know how your day ends.
Dumping a lot of shit. That's just, I've been to too many concerts and outdoor festivals and see what happens. Those porta pots are the grossest thing known to man after a day at a concert, let alone. People are just filthy human beings, too. People are gross when it comes to drinking and being at concerts and... No. No. They're just...
I've never been to a concert. Do they have a vomitorium?
To anywhere you can find. I mean, pretty much. But people, for some reason... People do go into the toilets to throw up, but it never seems to wind up in the...
That was a loaded question.
No, I know it was.
A vomitorium is the exit. Where you go out, where you leave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess so. So.
I do have another job that I've known about for some time, but it's not a terrible job, but it's weird.
What is it?
A bunghole sniffer.
Bone hole sniffer?
Mm-hmm.
But they smell like people's broken bones? What the hell is that?
It is somebody who, in the wine industry, they take the cork out of the cask and smell it to see if the wine has gone sour or not.
Okay, well, that's not that bad.
The cork is called a bunghole.
Okay. Okay. That's not too bad. So,
it's just a weird name.
Yeah. All right. What are the most ridiculous fan theories?
I have a couple.
Okay.
One is that the Flintstones and the Jetsons take place at the same time period.
How's that? How would that?
It's sometime in the distant future where the high society people live in the clouds and the low society people live in caves.
I could see how people would come up with that.
I think both shows were a Hanna-Barbera, so they're both done by the same people and they kind of look similar.
Yeah. So, like a class system, like a caste system. Well, yeah.
I think that's an interesting theory.
It is, yeah. It's an interesting commentary on society.
True. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. You know. Who would you want to be? Would you want to be the Flintstone or would you want to be the Jetson? Don't lie, I know you'd want to be a Jetson.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. So would I. I wouldn't want to be around all those dinosaurs. Little lizards I don't like. I don't need to be around big ones. So.
But you don't have any fan, not even in sports?
Oh, there's a ton of them in sports, but a lot of them have been broken. Like, Chicago Cubs would never win a World Series because of the curse of the goat.
You've mentioned something about a green wall before?
Green wall, that's just a green monster in Fenway Park. That's what they call it. Because
it cursed or something?
No. It's basically down the left field line. I'm going to sport out on you. Down the left field line in the baseball field. It's a shortened field because it's in the middle of the city. They put up a wall to make it harder to get a home run. So it's harder, but it's basically a big green wall. And they call it the Green Monster.
That doesn't sound like a no. conspiracy theory.
Well, there was the curse of the Babe, and that was because the Boston Red Sox traded Babe Ruth back in the day, and the Boston Red Sox were never going to win a World Series, but they broke that in 2004. So
I'm glad to hear that. I was worried.
I know. I was real happy, though. I was very happy. There's all sorts of silly fan conspiracy in sports. There's every team probably has some sort of fan theory. So, but the Cubs one is pretty interesting. It's I think it's, how does it go? There's two teams in Chicago. There's the White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. And the curse of the goat, which is now broke, but basically the guy on the had this goat. He's really well off. I think he was the owner of the Cubbies or something like that. But he would bring his goat to the baseball games, and he wasn't allowed to bring the goat to the Cubs Wrigley Field. And what he did is he brought it and let the goat eat on the field and cursed the field to the point where the Cubs weren't ever going to win a World Series. Well, they broke that back in. God, am I losing my voice? That'd be a shame for you. Like in 2000, I don't know, it was a few years back, but they finally broke that curse.
They don't have cheerleaders in baseball, do they?
No.
So they don't have to worry about them grazing on the infield?
No. No. That's probably one of the other weird sports out there. But yeah, there's too many fan theories out there to really... What else do you have? What other theories?
Oh, that's it.
That's it? Mm-hmm. I figured you might have more. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of any really ridiculous ones.
There's that Kirk and Spock were actually lovers.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they call it KS.
KS? Mm-hmm. Kirk and Spock?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And people actually believe that?
There's lots of fan fiction around that idea.
Really? Hmm. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's very weird. Kirk was boning alien women throughout mm-hmm. the whole thing. I mean, did Spock ever get laid?
He divorced his wife.
Hmm. For Kirk.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of strange.
What are the weirdest superstitions? There's got to be a bunch of them in sports.
Oh, yeah. Baseball is one of them. Baseball, you never cross the line. You never step on the line. People.
What line?
To the infield. The line's going into
so
the infield.
So you stay off of the field? No, how do you play if you stay off the
field? You don't step
on
the line. You can step over it or around it, but you don't step on it.
Or you'll break your mother's back.
Yeah. Yeah. Baseball's full of superstitions. I mean, there's players that will wear the same jock strap that never, like, for the longest time. They just won't clean it, nothing, just stuff like that. Baseball's full of superstitions. Very superstitious sport. Players will get on, like, hitting streaks, and they'll have the same meal before every game. Wear the same clothes. Follow the same thing they did the day before to a T. So, yeah, baseball's very superstitious.
Hmm.
How about you? Do you got any?
The weirdest one I can think of is that having a black cat cross your path is a bad luck.
Hmm. I just think the cat's trying to get somewhere.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's, well.
And it's bad for black cats if people
won't adopt them.
Yeah.
I mean, they say there is, black cats have like a really hard time being adopted. I think they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But people view them as bad luck.
Yeah, just don't get that.
No,
in fact, during the Dark Ages, was it the bubonic plague?
Mm-hmm.
Was caused by fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Was spread by fleas that were carried on mice. The backs of rats and mm-hmm. mice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mainly because people thought cats were evil and would kill them, and there was nothing to
kill the rats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see what happens. That's why cats are good. Yeah, and that's but there's weird superstitions all over the place. Like, you know, don't walk under a ladder.
Well, that's just common sense. Especially if somebody's on the ladder.
Why not? It's a little thrilling. It makes things exciting. But I mean, there's what else is there? Don't open an umbrella indoors.
I don't get that either. I open when I use my umbrella and I get to work or get home, I open the umbrella and let it dry out because if you don't, it'll get mildewy.
Well, then you got 7 years bad luck for every
Yeah.
time that you do that. So, but yeah, there's just, I think superstitions are weird just in general, don't you?
Yeah.
So,
Not much science to it.
no, not at all. What was the most outrageous advertising fail?
Okay. There was a few years ago a documentary on TV about Timothy McVeigh when he did the Oklahoma City bombing.
Okay.
He bombed the Fred Murrow Federal Building.
Oklahoma City, yeah.
And it was a pretty interesting documentary. And it was broadcast on local TV. It wasn't a national broadcast. It was like the anniversary of the bombing or something like that, and it was on local TV. And they had an advertiser who was advertising fertilizer.
That's
You
pretty.
remember that?
I remember you telling me about that.
I commented at the time somebody should have lost their job over
Yeah,
that.
considering that was the main source of the explosion, yeah, it was fertilizer.
Yeah, he put diesel fuel in fertilizer and put a detonator in it and blew up a van.
Wow, that's poor taste.
Very, very.
Very tone deaf. Right.
Maybe it was the only advertiser they could get.
But you
I don't
turn,
remember any other
yeah.
ads, but I was just so flabbergasted that they did that.
You turn them down then. You don't.
Yeah.
I was about to say something terrible, and I'm going to take it back. I get in a lot of trouble. It's like trying to advertise for ovens right after showing the Holocaust. You don't do it. So, yeah, I can't think of any, but that kind of takes the cake. I don't know. I guess maybe trying to advertise like food during a Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. I mean,
But none that you actually know of.
none that I know of. So, batting a thousand right now. But yeah, no. I'm still floored about that one. So,
What are the most ridiculous games and apps? I'll answer this first. All of them.
that's, I was going to say that, yeah. There are very few of them serve any purpose whatsoever. Don't you think? I mean, I think they're just mostly time killers, to be honest with you.
I remember when the iPhone first came out and they decided to have an app store where you could buy apps. And one of the very first apps that came out cost $6,000.
What was it?
And it put a picture of a diamond on your phone.
Yeah, you told me about that, I believe. Yeah, and it
And
costs.
it was the idea was that only certain people could afford to have that diamond on their phone and they could brag about it.
That's so stupid. That go take a picture of a diamond and put it on your phone, because that's about what it's worth. That's so stupid.
I think that was one of the first ones to be removed from the App Store too.
Really? Oh, good. But can you imagine how many people actually went and bought it? That's,
People who bought iPhones.
yeah. They, I mean, I remember when they came out, they were all the hit. You know what I mean? I looked again one, and then I was like, why? You know what I mean? There was no reason for it. So, but people still buy them now, even though they're like it's they're considered like a generation or two behind Samsung phones.
Well, I believe my mother has one.
I think, does she?
I think so, and I think I encourage that because they're dead simple.
Yeah.
And I mean, my mother can figure out an iPhone.
Yeah. They're supposed to be, I mean, all Mac products are supposed to be very user-friendly. I don't know how to use them, and I don't care to learn how to use them. I don't want to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, people are either Mac users or they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, they have excellent security from, you know, from what I understand. We take them into the pawn shop, and they're not the phones, but like other Apple products, and they're a pain in the ass. They're an absolute pain in the ass to take in and check, and people log in and log out, and I'd prefer if we didn't touch them at all, but I'm not the boss, so.
Why is it a pain?
Well, because most of the people forget their passwords, and then they just, you want to get to.
You could do a factory reset without anything, can't you?
Nope.
Not well, that's stupid.
Not on an Apple product. Basically, if you don't have the security systems and stuff like that set up, you cannot, and you're not the owner, you cannot do absolutely anything. They're basically boat anchors.
They ought to have a big reset button on them somewhere.
No, they don't.
Hmm.
They're worthless, pretty much.
But guess you just throw it away and buy another one.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what people think anymore.
Apple probably likes that.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's why you can't, you know, they come as is. So, but, all right, what are the most bizarre YouTube channels? Oh, I'll answer that first. All of them.
Well, I don't watch YouTube. You do.
You act like I'm on YouTube all the time. I watch like two things on there.
Hmm.
Well, no, I watch video game reviews on there just because it gives me an idea if I want to get the video game.
Okay, well, that's covered in this question.
Okay. You might think it's
ridiculous.
Okay, we're not going to throw rocks at people's glass houses, okay? We didn't just listen to a whole podcast about Yetis on the way to and from the grocery store, okay? So, careful where you throw stones. No, I do that just because it gives me an idea of if I want to get the game or not.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of weird stuff on YouTube.
I think the weirdest is fake animal rescues.
I've never even heard of that. They actually do.
Apparently, animal rescue videos, you know, where they get a cat out of a tree or something, are very popular and get lots of views. So people fake them. They stick a cat up a tree and...
That's mean.
Yeah, it's... And often, I guess it's the same animal over and over again.
That's torturous. It's just,
yeah, that's wrong.
That's very wrong, yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine doing that to our cats. No, that's not cool at all. Put the cat through trauma so people who are idiots can get some sort of enjoyment out of it.
Oh, well, I guess it's a nice, wholesome feeling. Oh, they rescued a cat. But when it's fake, just to get more views.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, I'm glad I haven't seen any of those views. But yeah, no, yeah, there's, I mean, do you have, what else do you think? People's are YouTube channels, all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The only time I ever watched YouTube was when I first got the field recorder and I wanted to see some videos on how to use it.
Oh, okay. Did you learn a lot?
I think I learned more by reading than I did by any of those videos.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What was the most ridiculous product review you've ever seen?
I couldn't tell you the last time I even looked at a product review. I know you look at them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On Amazon. So you probably better answer this.
Maybe they have them on YouTube.
Smart ass. I don't know. You'd probably be better to answer this.
The one that I see multiple times is somebody who gives a product a 1-star review because it's a product that requires batteries and there were no batteries that came with it.
So the people are pissed about it?
And they give it a 1-star review for that.
Wow. Most things don't come with batteries, even if they need them. Why they always put batteries not included.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get pissed about that and give a poor review.
They give them a 1-star review.
Well, if I was the manufacturer of that product, I would just throw that review away.
I don't think they can do that on Amazon.
I know. No, but yeah, I mean, the bad thing is I could see people doing it. But I imagine
it didn't cost them anything, and it cost the company a lot to have a 1-star review. That brings their average down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's silly. But I imagine most of the reviews, the product reviews on Amazon, are probably pretty dumb in the first place.
Yeah, and there's a lot of 5-star reviews that just are obviously been bought.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like they took the words off the box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good. Hmm. Okay. What was the worst fashion trend of all time?
High water pants.
Yeah. There's thousands of them. I can only imagine. Beehive hairdos.
Hmm. Sometimes it's actual beehives.
Hmm.
The one that just floors me is people walking around with their pants down below their hips and their underwear exposed.
Yeah.
And you'd think, oh, you know, that was something on YouTube. But no, people actually do that.
Oh, they do it. I see it.
And they have to walk like crabs to keep their pants from... It's just pathetic.
I see it all the time.
It's not just stupid, it's pathetic.
The funniest is when you see, like, videos where the cops are chasing them.
Oh, God.
It's funny. Talk about rescues. but no, and I don't see the point. Why? Are you that proud of your underwear? Like, I just don't get it. I don't.
And you know they want you to challenge them on it.
Yeah. I just honestly look at them and just shake my head. Just do the whole, like, get off my yard. I'm old and white. It's buy a fucking belt. I'm sorry.
Well, I think the one time that I did see it, he was wearing a belt.
Yeah, a lot of them.
I don't know how else you could...
Well, you see them, they're walking around, they're holding their pants up too. They, like, you know what I mean? They'll have, like, one hand on their pants. They'll hold it up. And it's like...
That's just extra work.
Yeah, why? Yeah, I just don't get it.
I think they're trying to make a statement, and that statement is, I'm stupid.
Yeah, yeah. God, we sound like a bunch of crotchety old white guys.
And teenagers who walk around with their shoes untied.
Yeah. One good trip.
I think they want people to say, oh, your shoes are untied. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, one good trip and...
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that'll stop.
Well, I guess when you're a teenager, you can recover from broken bones, but...
Yeah.
You don't see old people walking around with their shoes untied.
Well, maybe they already tripped enough times and hit their head too many times. They forgot how to tie their shoes. So, yeah. Yeah, then... I think you took the cake with that fashion trend. I think you nailed it on the head. Just
people wanting them to call them out on it.
Yeah. Sounds like a parade going on outside today. That's... All right. What are the most cringeworthy wedding photos and stories?
Okay, there was... a case. I don't know this personally. I just read about it somewhere. A guy wore a kilt at his wedding,
mm-hmm.
and decided to go regimental.
So he wasn't wearing anything underneath.
He was wearing no underwear.
Okay.
And got skid marks on the wife's dress during the photos.
Wow. That's pretty bad on so many levels. wipe your ass, bro. I mean, my God. Especially, I mean, if you know you put yourself in that position, take care of yourself, clean up. Mm. Wonder if it was on purpose. I don't know.
So we got married and divorced on the same day.
Exactly. I'll show you. That's a good one, man. I don't know anything I could take that with. I don't really know any really bad, cringeworthy stories about that, really. I remember, well, it's not cringeworthy, but it's I was the best man at my friend's wedding. And he's been married. He's still married for years now. He's got two wonderful kids and all that. But we stole his shoes before the wedding. And he had black shoes with black soles on the bottom of it. And they did this whole religious ceremony. And at one point, they had to get down on their hands and knees and pray. And we stole his shoes. And on the bottom of the shoes, we got white nail polish. And hand wrote, "Help me." On the bottom of his shoes. So when they got down to pray in the middle of the congregation,
everybody starts snickering.
All you could see was "help me." And it was so freaking funny because he found out beforehand and he was out in front of the church trying to scuff it off. But it was on there permanent. It was not coming off. And him and his wife, they both, and she leans back, and it was my idea. She knew it was me. She leans back and she sees it, and she was pissed. Because, I mean, you can see the video of the wedding, the video, and you see her lean back and then just shoot daggers at me across the church. I couldn't hold it in. And the look of embarrassment on his face was priceless, too. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I guess I'm going to live with this for the rest of my life. But, yeah, it was very, it was classic. It was a classic prank. So
that's why we didn't invite anybody to our wedding.
Exactly. That was a good prank, though. I was proud of that one. So, well, like, do you have any besides the skid mark story?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been to that many weddings anyway.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it for this week. So what's your favorite joke?
What kind of sneeze is made of leather?
I have no idea. What kind of sneeze is made of leather?
A shoe.
Don't get it.
That's even a bit funnier than the joke.
I knew you were going to say that.
A shoe.
Oh, okay, now I get it. Okay, I'm glad I embarrassed myself.
Oh, my.
You love doing that to me. Yeah. You absolutely love it.
We hope you enjoyed episode 95 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.